Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
To have with us a Talmud Chacham, a renowned Mechanech, Rabbi Daniel Kalish. He founded the Yeshiva of Waterbury, many of you may have heard of. He gives shmuzin all over. It really is, you know, I think to say everything wouldn't do justice, but I think you will all gain a tremendous amount now from the opportunity that we have. Without further ado, I also want to thank Mr. Wogan for bringing Rabbi Kalish to us. Without further ado.
Good morning. Good morning to all the guys, and good morning to Rai Rassman, the Rebbeim, the guys. I first want to thank. I've been friends with John Wogan. Reb John and I have been friends for 25 years, Baruch Hashem. And I just appreciate. We've spoken on the phone many times about getting together and learning and singing. We were together for many years in Connecticut. And Connecticut's loss, Waterbury's loss, was Memphis's gain. But he's an idealistic person. I like idealistic people a lot. He's an idealist. He loves Hashem, his people, and I just connect a lot to Rav John and wanted to come. I'm here with friends, Shlomo Guri, Yehuda Krupka, Nachum Wolf. We came together and we want to sing with the guys. We do want to sing, but I want to share a few thoughts first. If you'll allow, I'd like to share a few thoughts. Now, the truth is we're past Lag Ba'omer already by a number of days. Today, I believe, is Lamed Ches Ba'omer, is the 38th day of the Omer. But Lag Ba'omer, the fire of Lag Ba'omer still burns by me. It's Klal Yisrael passes by way of Shavuos, anticipating Shavuos. All of Klal Yisrael thinks about Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai, Rabbi Akiva, the great Tanoim. And I want to talk about Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai for a few minutes. All of us know the story that the Roman Empire wanted to kill Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He spoke negatively about the Romans, and they wanted to kill Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And he hides in a cave. Him and his son first hide in the Beis Medrash. Then the Gzeira gets much, much worse, and the Romans are looking to kill Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And him and his son hide in a cave. Now, the situation was dire. First of all, 12 years straight, he knows there's a bounty on his head. They want to kill him. So the government's looking to kill him. He's separate from his wife, from his children. He had one son with him. So the emotional pain, they want to kill him, separate from his family. You add to that, there's physical, the Gemara describes his body racked in Yisurim. He's sitting in a pit, a cave was not some luxurious dwelling place. It was physically painful. His body had bikayim, the Gemara says, cracks all over his body. So he has physical pain, emotional pain, crazy 12 years. At the end of the 12 years, the Caesar, the king of Rome, dies, and it's free to come out. His gzeira, his difficult 12 years, is up, and he could rejoin civilization. And the one who's tasked with telling Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, this good news, you're free to go out, your yisurim, your pains are over. The one who's tasked to give him this message is Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu typically has the job, we say in benching, that Eliyahu is the mevaser. B'soiris Toves, Eliyahu HaNavi gets the honor of bringing good news. He is the heralder of Mashiach. When we have the ultimate Gula, Eliyahu HaNavi will come and inform us, and he has the job of spreading good news. And Eliyahu HaNavi is told, go tell Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son that the Gzeir is over, these 12 bitter years is done, and you're a free man. And Eliyahu HaNavi does something very bizarre, and I want to discuss it this morning, why Eliyahu does what he does. Eliyahu HaNavi tasks such, it's always great to spread good news. Great to tell some, you heard this one's a chassan, you heard this one had a child. It's geschmack. We all want to be the bearer of good tidings, of good news. And Eliyahu HaNavi is tasked to bring good news, to tell good news to Shimon Bar Yochai. And he does something so interesting. He goes up to entranceway of the cave. He doesn't even seem to go in. I would give a big hug, a bear hug to Shimon Bar Yochai, tell him the news. He doesn't do that. He screams by the entranceway of the cave. In front of the cave of Shimon Bar Yochai, Eliyahu HaNavi shouts, proclaims, Man Leidia Lebar Yochai. Who can tell? Is anybody available to tell Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the May Caesar, that the Caesar has died? Who can tell Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? What a peculiar way. Every word of Chazal is golden. Every word is exact. What a strange way to bring good news. Who can tell Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that the Caesar died and you're free? That's how you tell. Go in. Who can tell? You can tell. Eliyahu HaNavi, I have a perfect man for the job. He's screaming by the entranceway of the cave. Do you know anybody? Man Leidia. Is there anybody you could tell Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that the Caesar died? You know anybody? Strange. And that's how Rav Shimon Bar Yochai finds out the wonderful news that he can return to his wife, to his children, to Am Yisrael, to his people. That's how he finds out he can return to his people. But instead of telling him and shouting and hugging him the good news, he's screaming by the entranceway, Man Leidia Lebar Yochai. You know, who can tell Rav? He doesn't even say Rav Shimon. Doesn't even say his name. Who could tell Yochai's son that the Caesar died? So it begs the question, why does Eliyahu HaNavi break the news in such a bizarre way? Exciting good news. He hints it, doesn't even say his name. Why break the news in such a strange way? That's the question that I flew to Tennessee here, and I want to share. It's a zchus to sit with B'nai Torah, to sit with Yidden. I should go around, ask every guy their name. I want to meet you. We'll start with the Dvar Torah. What's your name?
Jonah Siegel.
Jonah, I'm Daniel. Two Yidden meeting each other. Nice to meet you, Jonah.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Real, I want to meet each guy. Okay. But let's think for, why does he talk that way? Why does Eliyahu HaNavi? So I want to share the following thought. I think there's one of the great lights of Shimon Bar Yochai. I want to share this thought because Am Yisrael is going through difficulty. Since last year, Simchas Torah, I've gone around with Shlomo, with Yehuda, with Nachum. We've gone to tens of thousands of Yidden, probably. For sure, thousands of Yidden. Since I did not travel much since last year, Simchas Torah. I have a family, Baruch Hashem, and I have a post. I'm involved in a yeshiva. I don't like leaving yeshiva at all. And I'm missing today yeshiva. But after our nation went through what it went through on Simchas Torah, two years ago, I felt like this calling that I want to be with our people. And we've gone and sung with thousands of Yidden, thousands and thousands of Yidden in all different communities. And I want to sing with the guys here. I'm talking a lot, really. We should be singing to Zaman, to be together, Yidden. And I just have a sense I want to be with our people. We're a beautiful people. I've never felt prouder to be a Yid. I've never felt more in touch. If I would like John Wogan, I'd call him a tzaddik the old days. A righteous person, a big person. Today, I didn't know what a Yid was. So I had to like come up. He's a Yid. He's a Yid. A Yid means a lot, a Yid. A Yid is a big thing. So we've been going around meeting Yidden, bonding with Yidden, bringing with Yidden for the last year and a half, and really trying to attach ourselves and in our own way bringing Yidden together closer, bringing merger. We just came last night, a couple of hundred guys like you from all different yeshivas. We came with Waterbury guys, SAR, Frisch, MTA, DRS, all different schools together. We fabranged. It was otherworldly. The singing last night. Maybe the nicest fabranging I've ever seen. It was lo yumen. It was amazing. So I want to share with you the following thing about we're going through a difficulty, our people. And we're praying to Hashem for Yeshua's, for salvation, for the hostages, protection for the soldiers, protection for Eretz Yisrael. And I want to say as follows, and this is one of the lights Reb Shimon bar Yochai brought to the world. After he came out of the cave, Reb Pinchas ben Yair says to Reb Shimon ben Yochai, he sees Reb Shimon bar Yochai racked in pain. He sees a broken body, and he says, "Woe unto me that I see you in such pain." Oy. He cries, Reb Pinchas ben Yair, and he says, "It's so hard to see you in so much pain." And Reb Shimon bar Yochai brings a light to the world, and I want to express, this is a beautiful world full of good things. Hashem Olam Chesed Yabana. It's a world full of the kindness of Hashem. I'm looking at a great group of guys with a beautiful court out there. They play ball, friendship, beautiful place. And it's a world of kindness from Hashem, that's for sure. And there are also challenges. It's an Olam HaNisayon. There are difficulties. All of us individually have our own story, our own unique challenges, our own unique difficulties in a beautiful world of kindness. And I want to say, Reb Shimon bar Yochai says a line to Reb Pinchas ben Yair that's one of the great lights Reb Shimon bar Yochai brought to the world. Reb Pinchas ben Yair is crying, seeing Reb Shimon bar Yochai racked in pain. And Reb Shimon bar Yochai says, "Ashrecha, you're lucky to see me like this." And he says, "The beauty I've acquired, the greatness that I've received, Zayar, Tyra Sanister, tremendous Tyra that's changed the history of our people, is not despite my difficulty, it's because of my difficulty." And he says a beautiful light to the world that the challenges we go, we're human. We don't say, "Oh, so happy I'm in pain." We're not like that. But there's also a deep understanding that Hashem's working with us and bringing us places. A deep and profound understanding that there's tremendous, there's no people like our people, and we've been through a lot. My grandmother, my Oma, was the hero of my life. My Oma at 16, her entire family was killed by the Nazis. She only found one brother years later, who they rebonded, Baruch Hashem. Her entire city was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemem. She was a heroic person, not despite the difficulties, amidst challenges, and we're a blessed people. Look at us. We're a rich people. I don't want to just make it. We have kindness, abundance of kindness from Hashem. But the challenges also bring us to beautiful places. And I want everybody to know our difficulties, the ones unique to each of us, Hashem's working with our neshamas, bringing us to precious places. There's a eulogy of Reb Shimon bar Yochai that has become, in our yeshiva in Waterbury, Connecticut, it's the rallying cry of the yeshiva. On Lag Ba'omer, we sing these words, we just go, and it's the rallying cry of the yeshiva. The eulogy for Reb Shimon bar Yochai, written by Reb Shimon and Ben Levi, sung by the entirety of our nation, it says, "Bar Yochai, Moishav Tov Yashavta." Wow, you had a nice dwelling place. Nice pad. You think anybody on planet Earth would call where he stayed a nice pad? It was Gehenna on Earth. He was in a pit in the ground, physical pain, emotional pain. And only because of him, we say, you had a really nice place you stayed in. Meishav tov yashavta, yoy nasta, yoy mesher barachta. When you ran away, when you were nas and barach, Shtickle tell you what that means, but when you ran away, it was mamish, a nice place. You know why it was a nice place? Because he knew Hashem was working with him. And tremendous greatness emerged from facing difficulty. And then these are the rallying cry of the yeshiva by us. B'ma'aras surim shamadata. In the rock cave that you stayed, sham kanisa hoitcha v'adarecha. There you acquired your beauty. We all have our rock caves, our difficult places. I was speaking to a bacher yesterday, and he cried for the first time in years. And he cried, he thought and spoke about a very difficult aspect of his life. He said, "I always try to avoid it. But of course, we need to go to the difficult places, and through, we gain an emunah, a faith, we gain a certain compassion from the difficulties, a humility. There's tremendous beauty." Now again, we're not just celebrating, it's a world of kindness of Hashem, of tremendous kindness. But I want to say about the challenges that Hashem is working, and I'm talking about my challenges and yours, and the difficulty Hashem's working with us. And Reb Shimon bar Yochai brought that light to the world. So now I want to rewind. Eliyahu HaNavi is tasked with telling Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Mazel Tov, the difficult days are over. But what's Rav Shimon ben Yochai's light to the world? That the difficult days are not just horrible. We want goodness. And Be'ez Hashem, Hashem will just give us kindness. But Rav Shimon ben Yochai taught the world that the difficulty has a space and an importance. Did you ever see somebody leave the Kaisel and they back up? They walk out of respect to the Kaisel. They don't want to turn their backs. Eliyahu HaNavi is tasked by Hashem to tell Rav Shimon ben Yochai you could leave the cave. To go in and say, Mazel Tov, shrieking and shouting, would defy that light. Of course, he wants out of the cave. He wants back to his wife, to his children, to his people. But out of respect, that difficulty has a beautiful place. And big things happen there. Out of respect, Eliyahu HaNavi says, who's big enough? I'm not big enough, Eliyahu HaNavi says, to tell Reb Shimon bar Yochai that he could leave there. It's a beautiful matziv. Of course we want goodness. We're not creating a backwards world here. None of us like pain rightfully. And we want kindness and should just experience the kindness of Hashem. But when we look back at difficulty, anybody who looks at our people the last year and a half, we've grown as a people. We've come closer together. There's more work to do. But we've come closer together. More faith. We feel more. There's one of the hostages. What a beautiful yid, Mr. Siegel, Frank Siegel, one of the hostages, he said that before he went into captivity, he had never said Shema Yisrael in his life. He never said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He's sitting in a hole in the ground in Gaza, and he said it dawned on him. I heard him say this. Yesh mashmo'ot liot Yehudi, it means something to be a yid. It like sunk into him, and he was trying to figure out what does it mean, but he knew it means a big, I'm a yid. Identity, he discovered I'm a yid. He didn't know what to do. Then on television, he saw somebody make a mezonos. Baruch ato Hashem, l'kenem l'cholom b'rem b'nei mezonot. The rest of his time in captivity, this Mr. Siegel would make a mezonos. On every drink he had, every food he had, he said, Baruch ato Hashem, a yid, a pella. He was starving to death. Hamas guy was with him, couldn't believe it. He said, Mr. Siegel, atolo dati. You're not a dati. I want to tell the stupid Hamas guy, Rebbe, you taught us, ani Yehudi. I don't know different classifications. I'm not so into that. This style, that. There's one thing, ani Yehudi. We have like man-made classifications. It's not my type. There's a God-made, ani Yehudi. I'm a Yid. And he chapped that a Yid thanks Hashem. A Yid chapped deep in his soul. A Yehudi is a thanker of Hashem. And he started making brachas. When he got out of captivity, I heard his daughter Mir said this. I heard this from her, not her. She said that we said, Tata, Abba, whatever you want, this Shabbos will make for you. Remember, there's a Yid who went into captivity, never said Shema. His daughter never heard him say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. When he came out, the first Shabbos, a few months ago, his daughter said, Abba, whatever you want. She said she thought he'd want steaks, a schnitzel, ugot, chalot, whatever you want, we'll do. Father said to his wife and children, Ani rotzeh shnei dvarim, I want two things. Ani rotzeh kippah v'kos. I want a yarmulke and a kos. Ani rotzeh, I want to make kiddush. I want to say kiddush right now. That's a yid. Difficulty has brought out tremendous beauty out of our people. We want only apparent goodness, Hashem. We're human, and we only want goodness and apparent goodness, Hashem. But on the difficulties of yesterday, we know that Hashem's working with us. And that's our people. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai taught that to the world and teaches that to the world. And Eliyahu HaNavi, in telling him the bad stuff is over, doesn't just break the chill and say, it's over, you're free, Muslim. No. That would be disrespectful to the great things that were acquired there. See, he comes full of fear. You know, and I have this in yeshiva, before we dive in Kabbalah Shabbos, there's a buzz in the Beis Medrash. It's like a pella yidden are greeting each other. It's a scene, it's a pella, Rav John. People, Nachum's, Friday night, you can't, a Yid neshama feels Shabbos, and people are greeting like they haven't seen each other. There's a warmth in the Beis Medrash, and I want to start Kabbalah Shabbos. But I always feel, who's big enough to say to Yidden greeting each other, Shah? You have to be such an arrogant person. Yidden are talking. I always want to find Elio and Avi Man Loidia. Who has the right to tell Yidden, Shah? It's always, it's a tremendous chutzpah. You have to be very careful. We say, Shah, wait, two Yidden are talking. You have to like, you give a hug. I don't, when a guy's talk, two Yidden are talking by davening, I give a hug. I'm not big enough to tell you Yidden Shah. I'm not just not big enough. There's somebody else is bigger. Two Yidden are talking. It's not pushing. Man Leidi, I feel this. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, who's big enough, Eliyahu Navi says, to break up this matzav? So I wanted to share that light of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai with the Chevra. We're within a week of Lag BaOmer, and that light still shines bright in the journeys of our life. That of course we want apparent goodness, but to understand each and every one of us about the challenges of our life, Hashem is working with us. I want to ask, enough talk in Kalish, I want to ask, I came with Shlomo Guri, Yehuda Krupka, Nachum Wolf. You probably heard of the song Tati My King, that's a song Shlomo sings. We're going to do other songs right now. But I want to ask them two songs. I want to do something also together. We're going to have to, obviously, we're going to sing the Berditchev together. That would be weird not to. I don't want to be weird. It would, I should start with the Berditchev. Should we start with them singing with the Berditchev? Let's them do go first. But I'm not going to be weird. To leave not saying the Berditchev is weird, I'm not going to be a weird guy. So let's first, Yehuda Shlomo, if you can bring up your guitars. I want to ask them, there are two songs. I want song that seek a pnimius. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai brought lights to the world. All his lights show pnimius, inners. People look at pain and see rejection. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai saw what Hashem's working with me. He always sees deeper. He got that from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva saw destruction. Others saw destruction. He saw construction. He had a very deep view. So I want them to do two songs. I want them to sing a song. David HaMelech describes the inner of a Yid, Lecha Amar Libi. There's Hebrew and English in the song. It's one of my favorite songs that Shlomo sings. His brother composed it. And it speaks about the Yid inner that calls, Bak Shupanai, that calls the Yid to serve Hashem. L'kavir Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, I want to sing songs of inners, and then we'll do peel off the clip, but we'll do some inner songs. Let's do that. Do you want a chair up here? Whatever's better. Let's move. Do you want them this in front? I would never be better to see you. Do you want a chair? Much is better. This chair is this even better. You'll have the option.
Yeah.
With an R, each one of us, with a light to shine. If you know the song, you can join in Peel Off the Klipa. Let's do that.
Nishamis of Yedin, Nishamis of Yedin, oh Yedin. So holy, so pure, so precious, Nishamis of Yedin, Nishamis of Yedin.
Getting his guitar, and we're going to continue. I want to, after, we'll do Tati My King, because that's the song Eitan knows. We have Levi Yitzchak Barditch, who's a tzaddik, that for many years, we can attach ourselves, we can kasher to the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim bring lights to the world. I was zeicher to be born on Chafei Tishrei, we have Levi Yitzchak was nifter on Chafei Tishrei, and I appreciate his Torah a lot, and I appreciate what he was. He saw preciousness in our people. He wasn't, he saw neshamas, and he was amazed by our paper of Levi Yitzchak. And after Eitan does Tati Ma'akim, we want to play that together. I want to say the Barditch Menegin. He left us a Negin and Yeshiva. That's a group of Yidden to meet and not to tap into his song and be weird. We're not being weird today. So come Eitan.
Help me stand, don't let go of my hand.
Yes, we're all singing together. The good part of songs without words is you can think and pray whatever you want. I personally, when I sing the Bardet Shavar, I like thinking about, he didn't put words, and nobody has a right to put words, but he was a person who had beautiful eyes and saw good in himself and saw good in other yidden. He saw us as big lights, as big neshamas. That's the eyes of the Bardet Shavar. And I misfal al Hashem, it's a prayer that Hashem should give all of us good eyes to see ourselves in a beautiful way and to see other yidden in a very special way. The yid has a tremendous light. So let's sing the Bardet Shavar and have in mind whatever you want. Let's go. But everybody join in. Rasman. I want to thank everybody here. This was our introduction to Memphis. We're thankful to be here. Yidden belong together. So it's just precious to be here, especially when I came here all the way far. I grew up in Farakwi. And Reb Nissan, Shlit also from Farakwi. Our families have a close shaychus. My aunt, my mother taught together with your mom for many years. And just to see Yidden, we all Yidden belong together. It always makes sense. Yidden should be together. So I thank Eitan for playing. I thank all the guys for just being part and singing the Barditchra together. Have an outstanding day. Thank you so much.
This was our introduction to you, but gentlemen, this evening you're all invited. 9:15 would be a dish at the Wogan House. Thank you again to Mr. Wogan for organizing all of this. So 9:15 tonight, everyone's welcome to continue.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.